This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo! Happy holidays! I hope this episode finds you well and you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Y'all, we have found ourselves at the end of another year together. Look at God, shorty. Every year at this time, I am preparing to say goodbye and farewell until the next season. But we are doing things a bit differently this year. This year may be over, but this season is not. Every year, I am personally shooting for something great, right? I wanted to expand and grow the show. I did that. I wanted to start another podcast. I did that. I wanted to create my own network. I did that too. And this year was no different. I started this year with some major goals that I wanted to accomplish this year. But this year was different for me. This year, instead of me hitting the ground running towards my next ambitious idea, it felt like I was just trying to keep my head above water. And instead of racing towards this imaginary finish line at the end of the year, a lot of this year felt like me just trying to keep myself on track, to stay focused. And even though it felt like everyone around me was making this announcement and that announcement, if I could put a phrase to this entire year, that phrase would be, I'm gonna do the best I can with what I got. I was in a session with my therapist. God bless her because sis has to adjust her wig every time she see me. But I was in a therapy session and every year we do this end of year recap. And she asked, Ash, how did you think you did this year as a whole? And I said, girl, I made a vow, so I tell you now, I'm giving you the best that I got. And she said, be serious. I said, okay, honestly, I don't feel like I did that great of a job. I didn't really hit all of my big goals this year. I didn't get to execute a lot of the ideas that I had because I had a lot going on. I had a lot on my plate and I was just trying to make sure I did a good job with what I had. I didn't have the energy or the brain power to pop out with something grand this year. I feel like I played small. And she looked at me like I was speaking another language, boo, in full disbelief, like, okay, no. A lot of what you expected to do at the beginning of the year didn't get done, but still, look at what you did. Big or small, a win is a win. So I really had to sit and think and say, okay, I had two top trending shows that streamed this year. This was my first year running a network, first year hiring employees, in addition to keeping up with my actual life. No, I wasn't able to do all of these huge things this year and I didn't make any big announcements, but I was safe. I am in good health. My family is good. A win is a win, but I had to really get that in my spirit because I think we've gotten so accustomed to making sure we do something huge each year. For example, I'm going to move to Alaska, right? I'm going to make $10,000 in sales every month. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And we set these huge goals. And if we don't reach those huge goals for that year specifically, we diminish everything else that we did in fact achieve. If we didn't give people a reason to celebrate us, then we assume we have nothing to celebrate. Or the things we did in fact achieve are not even worth celebrating.
and that we have to be going, and we're in a hurry to achieve, and we forget sometimes we need to just, well, be. If you've been a very long time listener of mine, or you've been a trooper and gone back and listened to all the episodes, you will remember an episode I did back in season 3 titled Dreams Require Sacrifice. It was back in 2020, our favorite year, and that was by far the hardest episode I ever recorded. When I listen back to it now, it doesn't sound like it was that deep, but I remember what my life looked like at the time. I remember what I felt sitting down and recording that episode, because at the time, all I could ever talk about was my dreams coming true and moving to Los Angeles and getting my first big girl apartment, only to lose it all. And I didn't know how I was going to get on this mic and encourage all of you and motivate all of you, and hoping that I said something that inspired you, but not feeling the least bit encouraged or motivated or inspired myself. Here I was, just this girl from Chicago who was so ambitious, and her dreams finally came true. And just as I was really expanding and taking up space, I lost it, lost my job. Had to sell all my things in the middle of a pandemic, boarded a flight back home to my childhood bedroom. I felt like I failed. I felt so much shame and embarrassment at the time, and I feared how people would look at me. This 30-year-old girl with no job, sleeping in her childhood bed, no money, but oh wait, she does have a podcast. But I knew in my bones that this is what I was supposed to do, right? Even though it hurt, even though I felt shame, and my family was looking at me like I was crazy and talking about me behind my back, I knew that my job was to pull out my mic and start saying the words that I needed to hear. And I would pray and be like, okay, Lord, make it make sense for me. Why would you allow this to happen? Why would you set me back? Why would you allow me to lose my job in that way? I was living right. I wasn't a mean person. I didn't do crazy and awful things. I was in my word. Like, what did I do wrong? Because I thought when God told me to do this full time, I thought the turnaround would be quick. I thought he would restore all that I thought I had lost after a couple of months. I thought if I worked hard for a little bit, things would work out exactly the way that I wanted them to, when I wanted them to, and things would make sense, and the money would flow, and I'd have my own place again, and this 30-something girl from Chicago would feel so much better about this part of her life. But the truth is, it's been 3 years. And the longer time went on, the more questions that I had. You see, I thought me losing my job in the middle of a pandemic and making this decision to move back home to run this show with no money at the time, I thought that was the sacrifice. I thought me feeling shame and embarrassment for choosing to chase my dreams by any means necessary was the sacrifice. I thought it ended there. And I would pray like, okay, God, I did my part. When will you do yours? There is no feeling in the world like waiting on a prayer to be answered, sis. That feeling of waiting on something to work out, waiting on good news, waiting on clarity, waiting to figure out if you should make this move or that move, waiting for a rough patch to pass so that you can feel better, waiting on your family to understand who you really are, waiting to be accepted, waiting for the green light of life, waiting for your yes. Patience is a very hard lesson to learn. And I'm sorry, today you were probably waiting on me to make some sort of announcement of my own, drop some good news myself, give you a reason to clap and celebrate. Not this episode. This episode is for every woman waiting on an answered prayer. Every woman waiting for her clarity. every woman waiting for her blessing, waiting to reap the benefit of something she's sown, waiting to see why things had to happen the way that they did, waiting to understand why this person left or that person left, waiting for her green light, waiting for her approval, waiting for her yes. This episode is for you. The last few years of my life have not been baller shot caller type of years, okay? The biggest lesson I have learned in these last few years is learning how to be patient. And you know what else, boo? I have learned that a lot of us think having patience means to just wait until something happens, right? But patience means having the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, difficulties, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Patience is not something that we do, sis. Patience is a heart posture. The ability to endure a difficult circumstance without complaining, without anger, without giving in and giving up, despite what may be happening around you. Again, patience is a hard lesson to learn. Dreams do require sacrifice, sis, but they also require patience. They also require time. They require growth. But if you don't have it yet, boo, it is not over. If it didn't happen this year, that doesn't mean it won't happen next. And a lot of times, the big things that we pray for, the big things that we're waiting for, don't happen overnight. Life-changing moments don't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes months. Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes those small things that we do, those small things we achieve over time that feel insignificant, that feel uncelebratory. But if it didn't happen yet, boo, it is not over. If the keys are not in your hands, it's not over. If the baby isn't snuggled in your arms yet, it's not over. If the job hasn't come through yet, it is not over. If you still haven't heard those words you're waiting to hear, it is not over. If you haven't seen it in real life, sis, what you see in your dreams, in your head, what you see in your heart, what you say when you pray, if it did not happen yet, it is not done. So what do I do, Ash? It's a new year upon us. I feel behind. I feel like I'm still playing small. I don't have it all together yet. You keep praying, sis. You keep pushing. You keep coming for it until it's yours. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I press play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tomes was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. Since that episode aired, the last 3 years have been me learning over and over again how to be patient, how to be proud of myself, even when it feels like nothing is happening for me, that the small wins eventually add up to the big ones. The truth is, boo, if I didn't lose my job years ago, if I didn't move back home and these last few years didn't happen, I probably wouldn't be sitting here with you today. I would have still been working, probably would have gotten a few promotions by now, maybe married, I don't know. Would I have been successful? Yes. But would I have been walking in my purpose? No. So I'm thankful that I had to learn and continue to learn how to wait on my prayers to be answered. Because if I didn't have to take that step back and wait, this show wouldn't be sitting at 3.7 million downloads. If the wait didn't happen, there would be no Good News Podcast. There would be no Ash Media Network. I wouldn't have gotten to know all of you by way of DMs and emails and voicemails or meeting you in passing on the street. I wouldn't have known how this show maybe helped you on a really bad day when you needed it. I wouldn't have said something on an episode that you needed to hear to keep going, to keep praying, to keep pushing, and to keep dreaming. So again, my girls that are waiting for something, please know there is something good in your wait. It may look like it's over, but it's not. It may look like God has forgotten about you, but He didn't. It may look like nothing is happening right now, but I promise you, it is. Keep growing through this, boo. The very first episode of this year, of this season, I said, this is season 6. Either you will keep getting seduced by the old you, or you will rise up and meet the new you. And I fully believe a lot of us grew into the woman that we are today. You may not have one announcement to make this year, boo. Maybe you did lose your job. Maybe you lost your home this year. Maybe you aren't in the best place with your family. Maybe the money hasn't come through yet. Maybe you are missing someone today. Maybe you just want things to work out. And now you have found yourself in a season of waiting. But if you never learn anything else from me or listen to anything else of mine, hear this. It took guts. It took courage. It took time to grow into the person that you are today. You did not happen overnight. And just like my therapist told me, I need you to look at all that you've done. Not the stuff you announce to your family and friends and on social media, the moments that you had to wait, the moments you had to learn, the moments you had to change, the moments you had to fight, the moments you had to rest. You did not happen overnight. And for that reason alone, I need you to be real proud. Stop looking for a big moment to have and go look in the mirror and appreciate this person, this girl. She is the moment. You feel me? So wherever you are, sis, walking, driving, working, cleaning up, say to yourself out loud, I am proud of me. So boo, I decided that we're going to start this next year together. The Good News Podcast will air on January 17th. Go subscribe, boo. And this podcast will be on a brief holiday break starting today. And we will be back on January 29th. And I'm doing that because I feel like something extraordinary is going to happen for a lot of you next year. I feel like something extraordinary is going to happen for me. I will eventually go on my little breaky break, but I'm not ready yet. I have more to give. I have more to say. And I can't imagine starting another chapter, another journey, another level of my life without all of you. So let's do this, boo. We are all at different stops within our personal journeys, but we are all on a journey. But we're going to run it up together. We're going to body another year together. We're going to rest when we need to and then put our foot on people's necks together. We're going to come for what we deserve together. We're going to get what's ours together. Why? Because it is not over. It's not over for me, and it is certainly not over for all of you. This season isn't over. God's plan isn't over. This journey isn't over. The dream isn't over. And just when you feel like giving up and giving in, you will see that you are not over. And in many ways, you are just beginning. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.